and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. As we heard on Friday, new season lamb has got off to a flying start, with lifts in price of anything from 40 to 70 pence a kilo live weight over this time last year. Beef is a similar story and shows no signs of slowing down either. 10 to 15% up on May 2010 is the current benchmark. Pigs are still struggling, but slowly and surely at 2 pence a kilo or so a week, the price is lifting for our hard-pressed pork farmers. There's a new campaign just been launched by Quality Meat Scotland, which is aimed at helping our pigmen with the slogan, "Make your mark on the barbecue by serving up specially selected pork." Major supermarkets are all getting involved, including Sainsbury, Asda and Tesco, and alongside specially selected pork ambassadors in the aisles, there are guides to help you marinate and cook that pork to perfection on your barbecue, and tips on how to avoid any faux pas with the outdoor cookery. There's also been adjustments to the pricing of cereals as we go through spring and into summer, with wheat slipping slightly from May to July delivery, but up a bit for new harvest crop. The high pricing for wheat has caused Europe's largest bioethanol plant on Teesside to shut down on a temporary basis. The Ensus plant began production last spring and was set to take in 1 million tonnes when running at full capacity. But the company confirmed at the weekend that the high cost of wheat has forced closure until harvest time. Falling fuel prices are said to have put the final nail in the coffin for the time being, although there'll be no staff layoffs. And finally, the good news to end with today is fuel prices are slipping. Red diesel is running about 6 pence off the highs of a week or two ago, 66 to 67 pence a litre now the benchmark. However, white road derv is stubbornly coming down the way. But as ever, whilst quick to go up, it's slowly, slowly on the drop. And don't forget that close of play today is the last time you can submit your IAX forms at your local Scottish Government offices. Don't be late with them. And that's it from me for today. And as ever, if you've any farming stories for me, you can just drop me an email. farming@mfr.co.uk is the address. And I'll be back tomorrow, as usual, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.